אוקיי. ברוך שהחיינו וקיימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה. It's with a lot of excitement and trepidation that I'm here with you today to learn Yoredei together. Excitement because as I assume you've already seen, it's a really geschmack limud. And trepidation because I'm not sure quite what I'm doing. I'm learning this along with you, so first of all, in advance, if you hear something that doesn't make sense and seems to be incorrect, it probably is because it is incorrect, so let me know. Don't spend too much time trying to be miyashi things that don't make sense. I know that at the beginning of this month, probably many of you feel a little bit lost. It's a new limud. Everybody's the Rishonim are referring to all sorts of things that you haven't yet seen. So that's okay. It will get a little bit easier. The fact that things don't make sense now is an indication that you're trying to understand them, which is a good thing. If everything made sense, probably that's a problem. I was speaking to Rafi Stoll. I told him about the Chabura. So he told me, he said that he was once spoke to someone who learned Yaradeya. Rafi's always good for getting Musser here in YU. And he said, he asked him, how do you enjoy the Tarsabayas? So he said, I didn't look at the Tarsabayas. He says, why not? The Beis Yosef. So you miss a lot if you don't look at the Mekoros. Happens to be that the Beis Yosef, though he has a Tarsa Bayis, doesn't have the Bedek Habayis and the Mishmaris Habayis, so you'll miss that whole aspect. But in general, if one doesn't learn the Sugyos, really one will miss a lot. Now, it's difficult because we're in a race against time, and if we're going to finish Taroves and Basar B'Chalav well, we'll do some other things as well, but if we're going to finish those well in the course of a year, it's going to be tricky, but as much as you put into it in terms of learning the Mekoros, that much more you'll get out of it. And for those of you who are just starting to learn halacha, so you should see it, I think, as a hemshech of the learning b'iyun that you've been doing the last several years. Meaning to say, it's not like a different approach. You learn the Mekoros, you learn the sugya, and from that you'll come to an understanding of the halacha. Obviously, there's more of a role in terms of achronim and poskim and the like, but it's still limud b'iyun, like any other limud b'iyun. The goal is to try to understand it, not just read through it and be able to translate it, but to understand the ideas and the ideas behind the ideas. The second thing I just wanted to tell you, I know most of you, but I hope over the course of the year to get to know you personally and please, you know, please speak to me. I'm happy to. It should be more than just like a chabura that meets twice a week and has nothing to do with each other the rest of the time. Generally speaking, we're going to follow the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch, starting from Simen Sadi Ches. In others are doing Tarovos first, then Basar B'Chalav. Simen Sadi Ches, we're going to have a couple of Hakdamos. So today we're going to start a Hakdama to Tan Kikar. Probably in a week or two we'll have Hakdama to Chatichat Manasas Nevela. So we're going to go more slowly for Sadi Ches and other things. Many of the things that are going to come up again and again come up for the first time in Sadi Ches. So we'll see them a little bit now and we'll get back to them a little later. So Sadi Ches is going to be a little bit unusual. Hoping maybe that we could finish Sadi Ches by Yom Kippur. Maybe even Rosh Hashanah, but there'll be more Hakdamos in this case. In terms of Bechinos, so if you have other ideas, you could let me know, but I thought that what makes most sense is that we would have four Bechinos as opposed to two, because if it's two, it's really a lot of material. So we would have four, and we would do them approximately 1 week after the Kol Bechina. Approximately, because we'll finish a topic. That way you won't have to, if you're chazering for the Kol Bechina, you won't have to chazer for this. And so we'll do it about a week later, and we'll take off a little bit of time before each one for chazara. Okay. Just another announcement. First of all, I have privileged to have a great chavrusa avi, and over the summer I learned with Mordechai Schuchtman, and probably a lot of the things that I'll be saying during the chaburas come from the learning in the chavrusa and may have come from my chavrusas, and unless I happen to remember, I won't say it b'shem omro, but many of the things that I say probably are coming from them, at least if they're right. So I'll be modia in advance that that a lot of the things that I'm going to say are certainly not mine. When I remember, I'll try to bring the gula. But if I don't remember, this is, I don't know if this counts for bringing the gula. Also, another I've spoken to a friend of mine who's a big Talmud Chacham in these matters, Mordechai Linzer. And he had looked at some of his notes, so probably many of the ideas are coming from him as well. And I'll mention them by name, but even when I don't mention them by name, they're not necessarily my ideas. Also, Rabbi Bronstein asked if you haven't done so yet to register for this shiur. Okay, so now we're going to start with Tam Ke'ikar. So what is Tam Ke'ikar? So what is Tam? So if you look, most Rishonim give two types of examples of Tam Ke'ikar. The first type of example is when you seem to have mamasho shel ikar that's absorbed into something else. So for example, Rashi in Avodah Zarah gives chelev nimoach as an example of Tam Ke'ikar. Now even though chelev nimoach on its own is an iser d'oraisa, if you drink chelev juice, that's certainly an iser d'oraisa, even if you hold Tam Ke'ikar's lav d'oraisa. However, when that liquefied chelev now gets absorbed into something else, and it's the miut, so that's considered tam. We don't look at it as ikar anymore. We don't look at it as taimo umamasho, but it's taimo velo mamasho. Or another example, according to many Rishonim, and this is a simple reading of the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kof Ches, basar b'chalav is always taimo velo mamasho. Taimo velo mamasho and tam ke'ikar are the same thing. The Gemara actually refers to it as taimo velo mamasho. And taimo velo mamasho, so the Gemara, the Mishnah there says, if you have a drop of milk that falls onto a piece of meat, so that's aser, and the Gemara starts talking about taimo velo mamasho. So the simple reading of that Gemara, not everybody agrees, is that milk that falls onto a piece of meat is an iser tam. Now even though, again, milk is mamashos, it's not just platos or blios, it's mamashos shel chalav. But once that chalav becomes absorbed into, let's say, a piece of basar, so that's considered taimo velo mamasho as well. So the first type of taimo velo mamasho is where you do have some type of mamashos, but then it gets absorbed into something else. The second type of taimo velo mamasho is where you don't have any mamashos at all. So an example of that is mishras. The Gemara says that if you are shara navim b'mayim, so you took grapes and you soaked them in water for a long period of time, and you took out the grapes. So there's nothing left, there's no mamashos there, but if the water has the taste of wine or the taste of grapes, so that's taimo velo mamasho. Now in that case, it's just blios, right? It's not like pouring in a little bit of wine that gets mixed in. It's simply taimo velo mamasho in the literal sense. There's no mamashos at all. Or if we go back to basar b'chalav, if you cook a piece of meat in milk, and then you take out that meat, and now the milk has a tam basar. So there, again, there's no mamasho shel basar. It's not like the meat melted, right? The meat that you put in, you took out. It's the same size, it's the same weight. You put in one kazais of meat, you took out one kazais of meat. But the milk now has a tam basar, so that's taimo velo mamasho. Or a third example of that would be kalim, right? The halacha is that if you cook food in a treif pot, so the food becomes treif if there's a tam of the non-kosher in the food you cooked. Again, there's no mamashos. You cleaned out the pot. The pot was totally clean. You scrubbed and you scraped and you didn't see anything. But if it imparts taste, So that's time of Olam HaMashu. Now, whether you look at this in the physical sense as little tiny food particles or something else, we'll actually later on talk about how we view them. But for now, that's not important. What's important is that we have these two categories. One is Mamashu Shalisser falls in, Chelev Nimoch falls in, but it becomes subsumed in something else. And all that you feel is the taste. That's category one of time of Olam HaMashu. Category two is an added chiddush, which is that there's no mamashus at all. Now, why do I say category two is an added chiddush? Because you might have thought that that's not iser, right? Without the Torah telling me that you have to kasher your kalim, so I would have thought that those blios that come from the treif kalim into my food, that's not iser. Iser means mamashus al iser, not little particles of taste. So the second category of tam ke'ikr, the second category of tam v'lo mamasha, was an additional chiddush. Not only is it the case that if mamashos imparts taste, does the food become aser? Again, later we'll talk about whether it's deraisa or derabanan, but aser for sure, right? So not only does mamashos that imparts flavor create iser, but even non-mamashos, even just tam particles that impart taste, that too is us. So that's category two. So those are the two categories. Now, the truth is that there are some that are going to deny or at least chisel away from the first category. For example, we mentioned the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Ches. So the Gemara there says that after quoting the Mishnah, Tipas Chalav Shenafla Al HaChaticha, Im yesh ba benosin tambos chaticha, it's aser, that chaticha, right? Some milk falls onto a piece of meat, so if now there's a taste of milk in that meat, that piece is aser. And the Gemara there then says, Amar bai, time of aloma masho. So the simple reading of that Gemara is milk falling into meat is time of aloma masho, like we said, because the milk gets absorbed or subsumed into the meat. Some Rishonim even say, Shma mina, time of aloma masho. So clearly then milk into meat is time of Olam HaMashu. Other Rishonim over here, for example, the Rashba quotes B'Shem HaToso, say no, milk, that's Mamasho. Time of Olam HaMashu is only what we call category two. Time of Olam HaMashu would be where you cooked a piece of meat in a pot of milk and then you removed that piece of meat. But milk falling into meat is time of Olam HaMashu. Meat falling into milk and then removing that meat, that's time of Olam HaMashu. So category one is debatable. Everybody's going to agree to category two. That's time of Olam HaMashu. If you look at the Chidushe Haran, we won't get into it, but the Chidushe Haran actually thinks that there are three categories. Right at the beginning, on Tzadi Ches. But those are, for now, we'll presume category one and category two. Those are the two cases of time of Olam HaMashu. Now, so time of Olam HaMashu or Tam Kikr's Aser. So the question is it Aser Midoraisa or Aser Midrabbanan? So you've already seen that this, in fact, is a big Machlokas Rishonim. So what we're going to do now is look at the sources that imply Tam Kikr's Deoraisa, and then the sources that imply Tam Kikr's Lav Deoraisa, and consider what the various Rishonim will do with each of these sources. So start with Tam Kikr Deoraisa. That's the Chiddush. The Torah Asered it. We have to know where did it Aser it. So the strongest source in the Gemara that implies Tam Kikr Deraisa is the Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara in Psachim Daf Mem Dalet has a machlokas tanayim what the basis of Tam Kikr is, but it seems that everybody holds of Tam Kikr. So the Rabbanan say we derive it from Mishras. Mishras is in the part of Nazir, and Mishras teaches me, for now we'll give the case of Shara Navim B'mayim, though there's two examples there. There's Yayin Bepas, but we'll take the case of Shara Navim B'mayim. So if you go ahead and you soak your grapes in the water, you take out the grapes, the Nazir then drinks that water with a Tam Yayin, so he's over on the Isser Shtiyas Yayin, it's Ki'ilu, he drank the wine. That's source one, that's where the Rabbanan derived Tam Kikr from. What does Rabbi Akiva do? Rabbi Akiva says, that's not a good Raya. Mishras teaches me a different Chiddush, Hatter Mitzdarif L'Isser. Maybe we'll talk about that. But it's not Tam Kikr. You have to figure out according to the various Rishonim, what's the difference between Heter Mitzarf Lesser and Tam Kicker, especially if you learn like Rabbeinu Tam, it sounds like the same thing. We'll get to there a little later. But that's what Rabbi Akiva says. So how does Rabbi Akiva know Tam Kicker? So he learns it out from Gulei Klei Midyan. The Torah says that you have to kasher kelim. You can't cook with a treif pot. Why not? It's clean. Answer is that the treif pot will impart treif taste into your food. They're, like we said, little particles of blios that will go into your food, give your food the taste of treif, and that makes your food unkosher. If cooking in a treif pot didn't make your food kosher, then the Torah wouldn't have told you to kosher it, presumably. So when the Torah says that you have to kosher your kelim, the Torah is basically telling you, Tam Kicker. That's where Rabbi Akiva learns it from. What are the Rabbanan going to say? Why isn't that a good raya? The Rabbanan will say, that's a chiddush. Why? It's no same tam lefgan. Meaning to say, it's a chiddush in the sense that it violates the normal rules. What's the normal rule? The normal rule is only no same tam leshvach is asar. If the part, if the taste that's imparted improves the taste of the food, so then it's included in the chiddush of tam kicker. Now, the halacha is that if you use treif kelim, according to this opinion in the Gemara, even if they're nosin tam lefgam, it treifs up the food. Because the Torah said you have to kasher all the kelim, even if it's nosin tam lefgam. So, from there I can't learn the general principle of tam kicker, because it's an exception. It's a chiddush. Chiddush meaning to say that it goes against the normal rules. The normal rules are tam kicker only if it's nosin tam leshvach. Here, it's aser even if it's nosin tam lefgam, so therefore that can't be the source. How do I know nosin tam lefgam? It's a little interesting. You could say, well, one second, how could you say it's a chiddush if I don't even know the rule? Right? But the answer is that the principle of nosin tam lefgam, we'll see that a little later, is a klal that's said across the board, not just in the sukkah of tam kicker. It's derived from the word nevela. It's true even outside of the context, and therefore, if this is no same time lefgam, it really should be mutter. The Torah said it's aser, it's a chiddush, and therefore it's not an appropriate source to learn out kol atar kula. So what was Rabbi Akiva going to say? Rabbi Akiva presumably agrees to the principle of no same time lefgam. He says, it's only no same time lefgam after it's a keder she'ena bas yomer. For now, we'll assume 24 hours. After 24 hours, you're right. The taste imparted by the blios in the walls of the pot is going to be no same tam lefgam. But if you cook immediately, it could be no same tam leshvach. What do the Rabbanim say? Even within 24 hours, it's pogim porta. What does that mean? A little? Is it good or is it bad? So when we get to the sugya of no same tam lefgam, we'll talk about what this means. What's pogim porta? What's no same tam lefgam? We'll get there a little later. But for one reason or the other, Rabbanan, Rabbi Akiva thinks you have a raya for Tam Kicker from Gulei Klei Midyan, and Chachamim say no, that's a chiddush because it's no same Tam Lefgam, it's not a good raya. So we have two Tanaim, both of whom agree to the principle of Tam Kicker deraisa. The only debate is where do you derive it from? And from here it seems quite clear, case closed, Tam Kicker is deraisa. So Rashi, as well as many other Rishonim, are going to argue Tam Kicker is Av Deoraisa. What are they going to do with the Sugya Psachim? So Rashi and Psachim tells you that even though the Gemara overtly only discusses two opinions, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva, there's actually a third Tana, another Rabbanan, he calls them the Rabbanan de Rabbi Eliezer, who hold that Kutacha Bavli, I'll just read you, this is Rashi, Psachim Mem Heyam Adalef, Dibra Maschel V'Rabbi Akiva, V'Rabbanan Depligi Alei de Rabbi Eliezer B'Kutacha Bavli, Alma Leslu Tam Kicker Deo Raisa. Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Eliezer by Kutacha Bavli, that's an example of Tam Kicker. They hold there's no Isser Deo Raisa for Tam Kicker. So, what about those two drashos? What about the drasha from Mishras and the drasha from Gulei Klei Midyan? So Rashi tells you very simply, the drasha from Mishras, so that the hold like Rabbi Akiva, Mishras is teaching me Heter Mitzarf Lesser. In other words, you could hold of Heter Mitzarf Lesser without holding of Tam Kicker. And the drasha of Gulei Klei Midyan, so that they'll agree with the Rabbanan, that it's Kedera Shena Bas Yoma, is no Saint Tam Lefgam, it's Pagma Porta. So the two Mekoros are gone, and therefore Time kickers lav d'oraisa. Along similar lines, Rashi in Chulin says an alternative. We could say no. Either none of the drashas are good, like he says in Psachim, because it's hatam and sarif le'isser and chiddush, or both of them are good, in which case it's shnei ksuvim abayim ke'achad ve'ein melamdim. Now, what you see parenthetically, though, is that everybody is going to agree, even if you hold tam kicker lav d'oraisa, that sometimes there is going to be an isser of tam kicker in two places. Maybe not by Nazir, that's going to depend on the first answer or the second answer of Rashi, but at the very least by Kalim. Meaning to say, let's say you say you can't bring a raya from Kalim because either snakes umban ke'achad or because of Chiddush. So Chiddush just means you can't learn from there to somewhere else. You can't extrapolate, but the din is still true. So everybody agrees that if you cook food in a treif kli, it becomes aser because of tam kicker. The only question is, can you extrapolate from there to all other places of tam kicker? Right? So even if you hold tam kicker lav d'oraisa, that means tam kicker like chelev nimoach, or tam kicker like you drop some nevela into your soup, you take it out. But certain cases of tam kicker, like kalim, everybody's going to agree is d'oraisa. So that's how Rashi deals with this sugya in Psachim. Okay. Another source brought to the Rishonim that tam kicker d'oraisa is the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Ayin Chesem Aleph. There, Rav approved tam kicker's d'oraisa because the Gemara says, it's a Mishnah, Ha'oseh isa min hachitin u min ha'orez adam yotze yidei chovaso b'pesach. Let's say you make your matzah out of wheat flour and rice flour. So that's a case of, seemingly, a case of tam kicker, right? There's a tam of wheat, the taroves, you could taste the wheat, but it's tam ki'ikr, it's time of olam hamasho, and still you're yotze yidei chovaso b'pesach, right? So you see from there, Rava says tam ki'ikr is d'oraisa. So what is Rashi going to deal with that? How is he going to deal with the raif and the Gemara Zvachim? So Rashi doesn't overtly answer the question, but the Ramban answers it for Rashi. Ramban also holds tam kicker lav d'oraisa, as does the Ran, and they both give the following answer. They say, that's not taimo v'lo mamasho, that's taimo umamasho. Meaning to say, wheat flour and rice flour mixed together is taimo umamasho. Now we're going to have to define what is taimo umamasho and what's taimo v'lo mamasho. Remember, Rashi already told you, chelev nimoach is taimo v'lo mamasho. So what's the difference between mixing in some wheat flour and mixing in chelev nimoach? I would say they're both taimo v'lo mamasho, right? Which is why Tosfos thought you had a raya for taimo v'lo mamasho from there, right? So that's going to be a very important question. How do you define taimo v'lo mamasho? So we will, and taimo mamasho, we'll get back to that question, but that's how Ramban solves the problem from Zvachim. So Rashi is going to agree that taimo umamasho is d'oraisa, meaning to say tam is relevant. Tam is relevant. On a d'oraisa level, even according to Rashi, taimo umamasho is d'oraisa. Taimo v'lo mamasho, that's what's only d'rabbanan. And finally, another source that's brought is a drasha. It's on Daf Kuf Yud Beis and the Beis in Chulin. The Gemara says, "Hatmeim la rabos tziran verotvan v'kipa shalahen." So what's tzir? So let's say I have a piece of meat, a piece of nevela, and it leaks. Some juice comes out of it. So that's an isur d'oraisa. It's derived from hatmeim. You might have saw the Gemara that some types of tzir, maybe tzir dag tamei, isn't d'oraisa, but at least some types of tzir, like from a nevela, is an isur d'oraisa. Now, what is this tzir? This tzir is basically tam juice, right? And it's usur. So you see that tam is usur d'oraisa. So here the answer to that is very simple. The Rishonim say that's when it's be'en. Tam on its own, pure tam is certainly aser d'oraisa, right? Pure tam is definitely aser d'oraisa. What is an aser d'oraisa? Tam in a taroves. That's what the opinion that says tam kicker lav d'oraisa holds is lav d'oraisa. Tam in a taroves. And you see that from Rashi also on Tzadi Chesem Beis. Rashi over there in Tzadi Chesem Beis said tam kicker's lav d'oraisa because mid'oraisa it's batel b'rov. Implying that if there isn't a rove, then itaka would be aser midaraisa. Let's imagine that you had a treif piece of meat cooked together with a kosher piece of meat. So the treif, and you removed the treif piece of meat after you cooked it. So all you have is tam, right? So if you hold tam kicker, you'll have deraisa. It should be mutter midaraisa. But Rashi says no. Rashi says it's mutter midaraisa because midaraisa, we follow rov. Meaning to say, tam exists. Tam is aser deraisa. How do I know? From Hatzmeim, Lasser Tzirin V'Rov Fun. It's just that midaraisa, if you hold tam kicker, you'll have deraisa, it's batal derov. But it's not to say, everybody agrees that tam exists, and tam is aser. And how do we know that from Hatameim? And that's why Hatameim Lesser Tziran is a different Rasha. We don't learn that out from Mishras. We don't learn that out from Gule Kleilim. So tam is aser. Even if you have pure tam, that's aser. The Chiddush of tam kikar lav deraisa is that tam is batel berov. Yeah?
What is tzir pure tam? What does it mean to be pure tam?
So maybe we'll define this a little better later, but for now I would say you had a piece of meat. That's mamasho shalissa, right? My meat is leaky. Maybe salt caused it to leak, right? So that juice that came out of it. So that's not meat. So you might, without the drash of hatameim, I would say, it's not. The Torah said you can't eat a piece of nevela, right? The stuff that leaks out of a nevela is not nevela. So how do I know it's aser? And without the drush of hatameim, I wouldn't know it's aser. And in fact, it could be that for certain machalos asuros, it's not aser deraisa, like sir of dag tame. Question is that different because it's a mitzias difference, or is it because it's a halachic difference? We won't get in there now. But without hatameim, I would have thought that I wouldn't know that tam is aser. Just like, for example, I would have thought that taste particles are not the actual iser. So, it turns out they are, and it turns out that they are even according to the Mandamar, tam kikar lav deraisa. Meaning to say, tam kikar lav deraisa is not that there's no such thing as an iser tam. Tam kikar lav deraisa is that tam is bata. Okay. Yeah?
Any time that you would have a rove, that you have tam without a rove against it,
you might say it's time o mamasho. You might just say tam that tam isn't batal berov, meaning to say it could be time o v'lo mamasho. Let's take an example. Let's say I cook one kezias of meat and a half a kezias of milk, right? So in that case, it's still, and I take out the meat. Now I want to know if I could drink a kezias of milk, right? One and one, we'll say. One kezias of meat and one kezias of milk. And I take out the kezias of meat. So, in that case, all I have is tam. Right? Tam, basar, in the chalav. But I don't have a rove anymore. And it happens to be everybody agrees tam kickers deraisa by basar b'chalav. So that's not a perfect example. But just in terms of giving you an example of the metzias. Right? The same thing is true. Let's take chicken soup. Right? Oh, it's a better example. So I make treif chicken soup. Right? So how do you make chicken soup? You mix chicken with water. Put in some vegetables and spices, but that's not relevant for us. So I go ahead, I take a pot, and I boil chicken in it. I remove the chicken. I don't like boiled chicken. I throw it out, and now I have chicken broth. So now, if you hold tam kikar lav deraisa, so then is there an iser deraisa to drink that chicken soup? So I would say no. It's taimo v'lo mamasho. There's no mamasho, so chicken, I threw it out. But it sounds like from Rashi, that's only if you had rove, heter, rove water connected to chicken. Let's say there was more chicken than water, right? So I don't have rove.
You don't know how much time is left in the chicken or water.
So I don't know, but at least suffic, right? It's true. It could be that the chicken did not impart that much. But we'll see that there's going to be an assumption that we make throughout this year, and it's based off of the Gemara, which is we don't know how much tam is imparted. The Gemara talks about that when it talks about chal, if you saw that. The Gemara says, how much should you assume? Right? We require, let's say, shishim. So let's give an example of chicken soup. Right? A little piece of meat falls into, one kezias of meat falls into 58 kezesim of water. And let's assume for the moment that I need shishim to make it mutter. Right? We'll leave out tam. Or if we're talking about, that's min b'shen umino, so there theoretically I could taste it. So let's talk about min b'mino, right? Nevela with shchuta meat. So now, there's 58 heter to one iser. But I mock here the iser, I throw it out. So now, is it tarovis mutter? So the answer is it really depends. How much Tom left that one piece of nevela? If it was polate, its entire self, meaning all of its Tom, so one kizais of Tom, then I don't have shishim. If it was not polate all of its Tom, so I do have shishim, because after all, there were 58 kizaisim, 59 kizaisim of heter. So what do I do? What's the halacha? So the Gemara says, because I don't know, and because there's no way to know, I always have to make the presumption that it's polate its entire self in terms of the Tom, l'chumra. So I'm going to assume that this one kizayis of nevela was polate one kizayis of Tom, and therefore there's not shishim, the whole thing is asar. That's the assumption I have to make. And the Gemara says, why do I make that assumption? Because lo yadinan kama nafik minei. There's no way for me to figure out how much it was polate. So therefore I always make the presumption, unless I know otherwise, that something was polate its entire content. Now I say it l'chumra both ways, because then you'd say, okay, well, let's say it was machmir that nevela, and I put it into a second pot, right? So if I'm going to be machmir for the first pot, I could be mekel for the second pot, because it was already polate everything in the first pot. But the answer is, since I'm machmir myself, I don't know. So it's going to ask, I'm going to have to be choshesh that it was polate zero in the first pot, 100% in the second pot, because maybe that happened, or maybe 100% in the first pot, zero in the second pot, I'm going to ask the first pot and the second pot. Ah, weighing. We'll talk about this a little later, but you're assuming that Tom is weight. Maybe not. Maybe Taimo velo mamasho is because there's no mamasho, right? A. Even if you're right, that Taimo velo mamasho doesn't mean it's like a metaphysical. Of course it's physical, it's particle, so you could weigh it. But I would still tell you weighing isn't a raya, because I'll say it polate all of its Tom and reabsorbed all the water. So the weight is the same. But can't tell by weighing it, because the weight, all the Tom has been replaced by water. So there's still no way to tell. And you'll say, okay, well, I'll have somebody, a guy, taste it. But I can't, because it's min bimino, the two taste the same. So I have no choice but to be machmir. So we'll get into these details more as we go through this sugyas. But that's the assumption. So now, if you made chicken soup in water, so if you had rove water, according to Rashi, and again, you there's no mamashas. So you took out the chicken soup, it's just broth. So if you all time kicker lav deraisa, there's no iser deraisa to eat that tray of chicken soup. If you all time kicker del rice, so there is an iser deraisa. But Rashi also tells you that's only if there's no rove. So if there's more chicken than water, so then you wouldn't have rove mayim, and it would be aser. Now you couldn't have rove chicken there because you threw out the chicken. You can't have more chicken than water. You only have a kazayas of water. You can't have a kazayas of half of Tom chicken and a kazayas of water. But you could have a kazayas of Tom chicken and kazayas of Tom water. You don't have rove anymore. It could be an iser deraisa. So, according to Rashi, even without the chiddush of Tom kicker, I would know that Tom is aser and you need a rove to be mevatel. The chiddush of Tom kicker is that we don't say bittel berove. It's an exception to the general principle of bittel berove. Now, is it an exception because the Torah is Mechadish, we don't say bittel berov here? Or is it an exception because the Torah is Mechadish that this is considered Nikra Isser and it's not a Taroves? We'll talk about it. Those are two conceptual ways to understand how it's an exception. We'll get back to that. But one way or the other, it's an exception. Okay. So now we went through the Makoros that Tom Kicker Deraisa, and we explained how Rashi Udime would deflect those proofs. Now, what about how would the Rishonim that hold Tom Kicker Deraisa, let's call it for now Tosfos or Rabbeinu Tam or the like, what proofs are there that Tom Kicker is Lav Deraisa, and how would they deal with those proofs? So the first proof that Tom Kicker Lav Deraisa is the Gemara that I referred to you before, Chulin Kuf Chesamid Aleph. It says over there, if you have a drop of milk that fell onto a chaticha, Abayi says, Shema Mina, Tamu Veloma Mashos Deraisa. Why? Because if it was derabanan, we would derive from basar b'chalav that it's deraisa. And Mava says it's not a good raya because derach bishel asra Torah. The Torah says lo sivash, lo tivashel gadi, bashel. The derach of bishel is to insert ingredients that are no sin tam. So if there's no nesinas tam, then it's not derach bishel, it's not asra. So what does it sound like? Abaye thought Tom Kicker is Deraisa, and Rava says, no, Tom Kicker is Lav Deraisa. So that's proof one for Rashi, Tom Kicker is Lav Deraisa. What's Tosus going to say? Tosus says that, no, Rava is a Dechia. Really, Rava holds, and we should note the names, by the way, this is Rava, right? According to Rashi, it's Rava holding Tom Kicker Lav Deraisa, and Tosus is saying, really, Rava could hold Tom Kicker Deraisa. The Gemara is there is giving a Dechia Be'alma. Right, I could really tell you Tom Kicker's Lav Deraisa. You can't prove it from Basa B'chala, but not that it actually is. Actually, in reality, Tom Kicker is Deraisa. Okay, proof number two is the Gemara in Chulin, Sadi Chesem at base. It's a whole complicated Gemara, which we won't go into now. But Rava has a line in there. I'm a Rava, same Rava. Lo nitzrachala l'tam ki'ikr d'bekadshim asar. Tom Kicker's asar in kadshim. Kadshim it's asar. Mashma, that chulin, it's mutter. That's proof two that Rashi brings. What is Tosfos going to say to that? Tosfos is going to say, either, no, it mentions kachim, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about kachim, and that's it's talking about Zohar B'Sheila. But even if it's not kachim, or another answer Tosfos gives is, we'll change the girsa, look at the Tosfos in the Podazara. There, it's not talking about Tom Kicker, it's talking about Heter Mitzdari Flisser, or even if you don't change the girsa, that's what it means. So Tosfos is Docha that Gemara as well. The third Gemara, and this is really the most important Gemara, this is what we're going to focus on now, is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah is Rashi's third proof that Tom Kicker Lav Deraisa. It's Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Gemara over there says, Rabbi Yochanan over there says, the following. Amar Rabbi Avoh, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shetayimu Mamashu Asara, Taimo veloma masho. What if you have taimo veloma masho? Aser ve'ein loken alav. So we have taimo mamasho, and that's loken. Taimo ve loma masho, ein loken. So what does that sound like? Sounds like taimo veloma masho is ein loken. Why? It's lav deraisa. So this gemara we have in the first gemara in Avodah Zarah, the taimo veloma masho is Lav Deraisa. And here the Dechios that Tosfos said before don't work. So this is the most problematic source for Tosfos. So how is Tosfos going to deal with this? So we're going to see now four answers in Rishonim to this question. And each answer is going to reflect a different understanding of Tom Kicker. In other words, these answers aren't just technical answers, but they're answers that reflect conceptual differences in the nature of Tom Kicker. First, we'll focus on the three answers that are found in Tosfos. We'll call them answer one, two, and three for per simplicity's sake. So answer number one, and this is in the name of Rabbeinu Tam in one place, is the following answer. The Gemara here is not talking about min b'she'eino mino, it's talking about min b'mino. Now, everybody agrees that when it comes to min b'mino, there's no such thing as Tom Kicker Deraisa, for the obvious reason that there's no Tom. If the two things taste alike, you have a shchuta meat and nevela meat, so they taste exactly the same. They're both cow's meat. So the Gemara here is talking about min b'mino. Min b'mino, no such thing as Tom Kicker. So taima uma masho, you're loka. Why are you loka? Must be because it's nikara iser. Okay, that's pretty obvious. Tamuva mama veloma masho means what? It's lo nikara iser, and therefore it's batel berov. So why do I need lo mamasho, even if it's mamasho, right? Even if they're three pieces. Ah, nunu, Tosa says, mentions lo mamasho because it's a milsa psika, b'chol inyan, or it says lo mamasho rebusa, filu hachi etzasar. But this is a very dochak answer. Why is it dochak? Because it's hard to say we're talking about min b'mino when we talk about tam. So it doesn't mean tam, it means sheer tam, or something like that. But it's a difficult reading. So in a sense, you see from this answer how strong of a proof this is that Tom Kicker Lav Deraisa, that Tosfos has to give this very dochak answer that we're talking about min b'mino, and we could have really said taimo uma masho is ein lokin alav, but something else. Okay, so that's answer number one. Yeah.
Why is it so dochak if
if Tom is, I guess, if Tom is in his somewhat or physical presence, then why should it matter whether it's been minor or shino mino? If it can't be tasted, it's no.
But then you wouldn't call it Tom. In other words, it's a Tom
particles.
Well, certainly. It's Tom particles. Okay, you could say that, but nobody would ever say, for example, like we're saying, that there's an isser of Tom ki'ikar if it's min bimino, right? Everybody would agree that if you cooked two pieces of kosher meat and one piece of nevela meat together, you could drink that soup, right? Aye, there's Tom. So no, that's not Tom. Halachically, there's no Tom chalisser here because it's not nirgash. And still it's referred to as Tom. So I'm not chas v'shalom saying Tosas' answer is wrong, but there's a dochak. There's a dochak here. And that's why many Rishonim, when citing this answer, reject it.
If you don't make a chesed that leads to this sort of Mishonim, you know, then it would be Tom.
Yeah, that's what the Gemara means. According to this, that's exactly what Tosas was to say. I'm just saying that's a difficult read of the Gemara.
Rashi and Sadiches and Klum also makes the same chesed.
Oh, so... Correct. And you see that in many places, that it refers to Tam, even on our Mishnah, right? Sadi Zayin Amud Beis in Chulin. It talks about Gid Bein Agidim. So it's Min Bimino, right? And it refers to it Benesinas Tam. So you're correct. There are places in Shas where we do that. And that's why it's not a... It's a plausible pshat, certainly. But we're forced to make... At the very least, it's a new kimta. Okay, so that's answer number one in Tosas. Answer number two, and this is the Od Yesh Lomar in Tosas Chulin. We'll call this the middle answer. Similar type of answer is Rabbeinu Eliyahu in the Tosas in Avodah Zarah, Reb Chaim HaKohen in the Rush, the Rambam probably reads the Gemara this way. Now, all of those Shitos, they might have different positions on Tom Kicker, but they all read the Gemara the same way, which is... The chiluk between the two cases in the Gemara and Chulin is not really taimo umamasho versus taimo velo mamasho. Really, the difference is tam kezayis bechtei achilas pras versus not kezayis bechtei achilas pras. Right? What does the Gemara say? Kol shetaimo mamasho aser velo kenalav v'zeu kezayis bechtei achilas pras and taimo velo mamasho aser ve'ein lo kenalav. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that category one is taima umamasho, and category two is taima velo umamasho. That's the difference. This reading, this answer of Tosla says no. Category one is taima is kezayis bechtei achilas pras, and we call kezayis bechtei achilas pras taima umamasho. And category two is time of velo mamasho, and that's less than a kezayis bechtei achilas pras. So why are you not loka? Because there's not a shear. There's not a shear. Is it aser deraisa because of chatzi shear, or not even aser at all because maybe there's no iser chatzi shear in a tarovas? We'll talk about that. But that's the way to type the Gemara Avodah Zarah. Again, the Gemara Avodah Zarah says category A loka, category B ain loka. So what is category A? According to the Tom Kicker's Taka Deraisa. And that's why Taimo Umamasha, which means Kazayas Bate Achilas Pras, is also Deraisa. And category B is Taimo Umamasha. And that's the same thing. It just Pachos Mikashir. It's not Kazayas Bate Achilas Pras. So this is the way many, many Rishonim types this Gemara. And this type of the Gemara allows for you to say Tom Kicker's Deraisa, but at the same time, say, ein lokin, right? Now, why would answer number one, right, not hold of this answer? It's a much better answer, right? You could preserve Tom Kicker deraisa, and you don't have to make the ukimta that's talking about min bimino, and you don't have to say in a chanami, we could have said taimo umamasho in the second answer. What's wrong with this answer? So you could say, it's actually also a little dochak, because the Gemara says taimo umamasho, taimo lo umamasho, not kisayis bechtei achilas pras. But I think it's easier to read. But the answer is because the first answer of Tosfos holds of Nefach. And this is an idea. If you haven't seen the Rush yet, make sure you see the Rush. Nefach also comes up in Tosfos, but it's most clearly articulated in the Rush. Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that not only is Tam Ki'ikar Aser Midoraisa, but the Heter is Nefach L'Iser. such that if I eat, if I have a taroves, right, and it has tam shel iser, right? Let's imagine I go ahead and I cook a piece of nevela in some water. Then I take out the nevela, I throw it out. So I have time of lama masho. But now I taste the water, I drink the water, there's tam shel nevela, right? So if I drink a kezias of that water, I'm loka. There's not a kezias of tam shel iser. Answer, the chiddush of tam k'iker is that the heter is nefach l'iser. Meaning to say, as long as I have a kezias, and that kezias has a tam shel iser, then, and I eat that, or I drink that, so now that is the iser derais of tam k'iker, and I'm loka. So, answer number two isn't true. What did answer number two say? Answer number two said that as long as I don't have a kezias b'chdei achilas pras, even though tam k'iker is derais, I'm not loka. But answer number one maintains it doesn't matter. If there's tam shel iser, and I ate a kezias, that's what the Torah said, is asher deraisa. That's tam k'iker. So according to Rabbeinu Tam's conception of tam k'iker, according to his theory that we say nefach, so answer number one is simply wrong. Sorry, answer number two is simply wrong. He can't, it's not a plausible answer. So that's why he has to come up with his theory that we're talking about min b'mino. Answer number two, so here we have a machlokas, a fundamental machlokas, what does tam k'iker do? The easiest way to say this, we'll consider another option shortly, I hope. The easiest way to say that is answer number one, tam k'iker, Rabbeinu Tam holds nefach. And therefore, as long as you taste nevela and you eat it, iser deraisa, velokin alav. Answer two says no. Tam k'iker is just a chiddush, is deraisa, the chiddush, chiddush Torah, that the nevela is in batal. Remember, we saw Rashi who holds tam k'iker lav deraisa says the tam is batal. The man d'amar that says tam k'iker deraisa holds the tam isn't batal, so it's still there. But if there's not a kezias, of course I'm not loka. You're never loka if you don't eat a kezias. And that's the difference between answer one and answer two in Tosfos. Answer number one in Tosfos and answer two in Tosfos both agree tam k'iker is deraisa. But answer number one holds nefach. Answer two holds it simply a lack of bittul, and therefore I'm not loka unless I actually consume a kezias of iser, and that's what the Gemara is saying. If you don't consume a kezias of iser, if you don't have kezias b'chdei achilas pras, yes, it's aser, maybe midoraisa, but ain loka alav. The Gemara doesn't say it's no iser deraisa. The Gemara just says ain loka. Yeah.
First of all, why couldn't answer number one just hold that the Gemara and Avodah Zarah holds that you didn't eat any kezias if they have Achilas Pras, even of the Hetzer?
Because what's the Chiddush? I mean, if I eat Mamish Nebela Pachos Mekezias, I don't get Malkus. So there's no chiddush in telling me if I eat a kezias of heter betam nevela that I don't get kezias. We never get kezias for pachos mekezias. You never get malchus for pachos mekezias.
And so, also, what's the difference between a heter and sar klipser?
Ah, a great question, right? The question is, it seems clear from the Gemara that there's a difference between heter nefach l'iser and heter mitzdarif l'iser. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, they're the same thing. The answer is that Rabbeinu Tam Shita and Sefer Yashar, we'll get to this a little later, is that you could have heter mitzdarif l'iser even without a tam. Even without a tam. But tam kicker is obviously only with a tam. If you don't like Rashi Shita also, but Hetter Mitzdarif L'Iser would also work. But it happens to be everybody. All the Rishonim reject Rashi Shita. But, so that's the answer. We'll get back to that point to explain a little more, but it's a great question.
If you don't hold Nefach, how do you measure Kezias Tam?
If you don't hold of Nefach, how do you measure Kezias Tam? Okay, good question. So the simplest answer is that if you have a kezias of tam there, meaning to say you have a kezias of chel of nimoach in three beitzim of whatever, heter, and you eat the whole thing, right? That's the simple answer. That's a simple answer. And that could be why you'd be forced to learn this Gemara is talking about something like chel of nimoach, right? Otherwise you can never be mitzvah. The Ramban holds a different answer. We'll get to it a little later. Ramban holds that if you hold tam kikers deraisa, he doesn't hold of nefach, but he says like this, if there is as much tam as a kezias of wine, so then, in other words, it has that strength, that potency, then you'd also get malchus, according to the Man D'Amar Tam Kikar D'Oraisa. The Ramban definitely rejects nefach. He happens to also hold Tam Kikar Lav D'Oraisa. But let's say, according to the opinion Tam Kikar D'Oraisa, so mishras. So if you put in enough, if the taste here is equivalent to a shear of wine, so that would be, and that's even without nefach.
Was it tastes more strongly?
Yeah. In other words, that the fact that it tastes like a kezias of wine shows that there's a kezias of tam. So that's the Ramban's answer.
So according to answer number two, that the chiddush of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is that we don't hold the nefach?
Yeah, if you want. Tom kickers d'oraisa, we don't hold the nefach. Yeah. Okay. Now, answer number three is the Rime Orleans, or Rime Orleans. And he says the following. He says, how do we know Tom Kikar is d'oraisa? At least according to one opinion in Psachim, we learn it from Yulei Klei Midyan. Is that a lav? No, it's a mitzvah saseh. The Torah said, you should kasher kelim. So therefore, Tom Kikar can't be any stronger than its source, right? And the source is Hagalas kelim, it's a mitzvah saseh. So Tom Kikar is an Isser d'oraisa. Yes, Tom Kikar is d'oraisa, but it's an Isser saseh. There's no malchus. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Taima uma masha, if you have mamasha, so then you're loka. But if it's taima velo mamasha, meaning say it's only tam, since it's derived from Hagalas Kalim, it's only an Isser Aseh, no malchus. Now, Rabbeinu Tam says, what about, that doesn't make any sense. Rabbeinu Tam, heshev al Rimi Orleans. Why? Because we should have said, ahadrinu le'isurei. What does that mean? He gives an example. Sometimes the Torah, the Mishnah says, Hagozes va'oved b'psulei muktashim soveg es harbayim. Now, what's the pshat? The pshat is that the Torah said if you have a karban that gets a mum, so you could be podet. But even after you're podet, certain things are aser. Now, what's the pshat? So it goes back to the original Isser. And the same thing over here. Rabbeinu Tam says, it's true. Without the... Rabbeinu Tam happens to learn it more from Mishras. But let's say he's saying, Naniach, like you're saying, like you, the Rime Orleans, you derive it from Hagalas Kalim. So it's true. Without the Chiddush of Hagalas Kalim, I would have thought, Tam is Batel. Good. But once Hagalas Kalim tells me, once the Torah tells me I have to be Machshir Kalim, what the Torah is telling me is that Tam isn't Batel, so I get Malchus. It doesn't make a new Isser. It's a Hadre Lisure. It's a Gilim Milsa that Tam isn't Batel. If it's not Batel, then I get Malchus. So that's why Rabbeinu Tam thinks that the Rime Orleans doesn't make any sense. So what is the Rime Orleans going to respond? And Tosus already alludes to that. That no, it's a new Isser. Hagolus Kalim doesn't just teach me that Tom is not Batel. It teaches me a new Chiddush. Tom Kikar is a new Chiddush. It's an Isser Tom. And what is the nature of that Isser Tom? It's an Isser Aseh. So therefore we don't get Malchus. So far we have three readings of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah according to the Man D'Amar Tam Kikar D'Oraisa. Why is it that time of Lo Mamashu Ein Lokin Alav? Answer number one, Min B'mino. Answer number two, Pachus Mikashir. There's no Kazakh of the Echidus Pras. Answer number three, because of it's not an Isser Lav, so there's no Malchus. And these reflect three different perspectives on how Tam Kikar works. Answer number one assumes Nefach. Answer number two says no Nefach, but it's still a Lav. Is it the same Isser and just a Siluk Bittel? Or maybe even this answer holds it's an Isser Chadash? You could make an argument in both directions. Reb Chaim happens to hold. I wouldn't recommend learning the Reb Chaim yet. You'll learn, it's very good to learn it, but both, there's two Reb Chaims. There's really four Reb Chaims, but the two main Reb Chaims where he says this are in Machalos Asuras Perek Tes and Meiser Kabanos Perek Yud. But it's not kedai to see it until you saw the sugyas that they relate to. So, for now, I'll just Taurus raid. So Reb Chaim argues that tam ki'ikar really is a new iser. And what's his proof? Here's an interesting proof. We'll see in a moment. Ravid makes the same point, so with a different conclusion. The Gemara says that we, let's say we learn it out from Mishras, right? Tam ki'ikar d'oraisa. So Gemara says it's a kal v'chomer, right? And why is it a good kal v'chomer? Because if it applies to Nazir for three reasons, it should certainly apply b'chol tar kula. Okay. So it's a kal v'chomer. So why don't we just say a mematzino? In other words, if Tom Kicker is just saying that there's a gilui milsa that Tom isn't batal. What does a gilui milsa Tom isn't batal mean? It means that as long as you taste the Tom, the Isser is still here, right? You're right. I might have thought that Tom is batal. You follow the normal rule of bittel berov. Now, for bittel berov to work, you need there to be a taroves. You need the Isser not to be nicker, right? If I have three pieces of meat in front of me. Two are kosher, one isn't kosher. And I know which one is kosher, which is non-kosher. It's not a taroves. There's no bittel berov, right? So as long as the Isser is nicker, there's not a taroves. There's no bittel. Once the Isser isn't nicker, so then I could start saying rov. Now the question is, how do you deal with Tom? So do you say that the Isser is nicker because I taste it? In which case, there's not a tarovis, there's an Isser, there's no bittel berov. Or do I say no? Do I say that since I don't see it, I don't feel it, right? It's rov, so there is a tarovis and it's bittel. So maybe I could have gone both ways. Comes along the Torah and Mishras or Gilei Klei Midyan, and tells me it's not batel. So it's a gilui milsa, there's no bittel. So why did the Gemara need to say a kal v'chomer? The Gemara clearly shows it's a kal v'chomer, not just a gilui milsa, not just a mematzinu. So the fact that we need a kal v'chomer shows that it's a new iser. That I learn from Mishras that there's an iser tam. So that doesn't make too much sense to you for now. Keep it in the back of your mind. You'll get back to it. So within possibility two, it could be that it's a new iser. Could be it's just a lack of bittel. Within possibility three, answer number three, three more liens, it's surely a new iser. And not only is it a new iser, it's an iser asen. Possibility two, even if you held it's an iser, a new iser, but you'd still be loka, right? Even if it's a new iser, it doesn't mean it's not the law of Nevela. It's not like a totally new iser. It's sort of like, for now we'll leave it at that. So now three possibilities, three answers in Tosos really correspond to three different basic understandings of how Tom Kicker works and what it means. Yeah. Well, let me just, one last point. So it turned out that according to Rabbeinu Tam, there are two chidushim in Tom Kicker. Right? Chiddush number one is what he said before. Remember, what was Rabbeinu Tam's kasha on the Rimei Orleans? We should have said a hadre li isurei, right? Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam obviously holds Tom Kicker is a hadre li isurei. When the Torah tells me Mishras, or when the Torah tells me Gilei Klei Midyan, what the Torah is telling me is don't think that this is batel, right? Don't think this is batel. No, it's not batel. A hadre li isurei. It's the original iser. But then how does he get Malkus for Nefach, right? How do you get Nefach? So the answer is that there's a second Chiddush as well. Nefach, how do I know Nefach? So the simple answer, maybe we'll get back to this a little more later, but the simple answer is, let's assume that Makor is Mishras. So the Torah is telling me that if a Nazir drinks a revias of wine with Tam Yayin, time of Loma Masho, he's Loka. So the only way to understand that is through Nefach. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam looks at it, right? The Torah says Mishras Anavim, the Nazir can't drink water with Tam Yayin. You get Malkus for that. Well, the only way that works is if I assume that the water transformed. Now, what the other Rishonim will say about that, we'll get to. That's a very important question. Okay, let's take some questions. Yeah?
Just, what is that? So what is that asset? I understand if it's a killing, you have an obligation to go all out before you use it.
Well, the Isser.
What is the equivalent?
I can't eat it. Meaning to say, when the Torah tells me to do Hagalas Kalim, the Torah is telling me that I can't eat food with Tam Shel Isser, right? And that requires me, if I want to use this pot, to kosher it. Okay? When it comes to food, can't kosher food. So there's nothing you could do. But the derivation, as long as the derivation is from Hagalas Kalim, then it can't be any stronger than the source of Hagalas Kalim.
It's not an Isser Asay of Hagalas Kalim, but just an Isser Asay which we derive.
Okay, that's a good point, and I think you might be able to say two ways, but the way you're saying it is okay, which is that really it's telling me, I could even say that the mitzvah of Hagalas Kalim teaches me that Tam is Asar, right? Without Hagalas Kalim, I don't know Tam is Asar. This of Hagalas Kalim, mitzvah of Hagalas Kalim teaches me Tam is Asar, because if Tam wasn't Asar, there would be no mitzvah. And Mimela, it's Asar in all cases, right? Now, since the source is a mitzvah saseh, so then Mimela, it could never be Mechayiv Malkus, unless you say Ahadre Lisure. But that's what he's saying. No, Tom Kicker is in this new Isser. It's not a Hadre Lisure.
So isn't that just a question about how to learn of Joshua's?
Oh, no, it could be, but it could be what is Tom Kicker telling me? In other words, if you assume that Tom Kicker is not, everybody would agree in the case of Gizim Vlados that it's a Hadre Lisure. Because there the Torah is telling you, oh, don't think that just because you did Pidyon it's mutter to do Giza Vavoda. Right? No. The original Isser of Giza Vavoda remains. Masha'im came here, what is the Torah telling you? The Torah is telling you that there's an Isser Tam. So of course you're not, the Torah isn't saying Hadre Lisure. In other words, because the way the Rimi Orleans understood what Tom Kicker is, so Mimela, that's how we knew that it's not a Hadre Lisure.
Is this the Makor?
Is the Makor is Hagalas Kalim. Rabbeinu Tam is saying, even if the Makor is Hagalas Kalim, it's Hadre Lisure. But that's because Rabbeinu Tam looked at Tom Kicker as not an Isser Chadash, but a Hadre Lisure. Excellent question. So you have to say that there's the lav is when it's pure, shelo b'taroves, and the asay is b'taroves, like we said for Rashi. Not only that, but you could say better, and the truth is, the Tosis Rid asked this question, I was going to get to this later, but Tosis Rid asked that, came that question on the Rimi Orleans, and the answer is that you see that he holds the Ramban's chalak. But we'll get there. It's a very good question. I don't know if we'll get to it today, but today or next chabura. Keep the question in mind. Okay, there's a fourth answer in the Rishonim to this question, and that is the Ravid. It's cited in the Tarsa Bias and the Ritzman of Odazar, as well as other Rishonim. The Ravid holds that we learn out the source from Mishras, right? So Tom Kicker is the Oraisa, but it's a Kavachomer, right? And the halacha is that Ein Onshin Menadin, you can't get Malkus based off of a Kavachomer. So again, he's holding that it's an Isser Chadash, right? An Isser Deraisa, a lot of Deraisa. But it's not, but it's an Isser that's derived from a Kavachomer, and therefore you don't get Malkus. It's not just, again, Rabbeinu Tam will say back to that, no, it's a Hadre Lisure. It's just teaching me that Bittel doesn't apply here. But he's understanding, no, it's an Isser Chadash. You need a Kal V'chomer, right? That's what I said before, that Rav Chaim's Diuk is basically in the Ravid. They just do it, the Ravid takes it one step further. He says, since it's an Isser Chadash and it's derived from Mishras, you can't get Malkus, because Ein Onshin Min Adin. Okay. Fine. The next source that might indicate that Tom Kicker's Lav Del Reis is Yerushalmi and Arla, that says, Kol Nosnei Tom Ein Lokin Alehen. Sounds like Ein Lokin Alehen. There's no Tom Kicker's Lav Del Reis. Tosa says you have to say that too is talking about Hetter Mitzdar Flesser. Then another source is the Gemara talks about in Taroves of Truma and Chulin. So we say Shani Omer. Shani Omer we only say for Nisid Rabbanan. And again, Rabbeinu Tam says you have to say it's talking about a case of Min Bimino. And he has a whole Taich in the Gemara to learn that. Rash brings another Bryce Raya from Chulin Kufyud Beis from Hatameim. For now, we won't get into it. Okay, so what have we done so far? We've considered the Makoros that support Tam Kei Gedareis and what the Rishonim to disagree with it would say with that, and the reverse. So let's go back to this Gemara in Avodah Zarah, because we alluded to, and we'll say it like this. How is Rashi going to read the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? Remember, Rashi brought proof from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that Tam Kei Gelav Daraisa, right? Because it says, time of Loma Masho, Ein Loken. So that was one of Rashi's three proofs that Tam Kei Gelav Daraisa. But how does he read the Gemara? So, we mentioned before that Rashi, Ramban asks, what's Rashi going to do with the Gemara in Tzvachim? Right, the Gemara in Tzvachim that says your Yotzei Matzah, and it talks about Tam there. So Rashi is going to say that's Taimo Uma Masho. Now, what does that mean, Taimo Uma Masho? So, what that means is the following. Even according to Rashi, meaning say, even if you hold Taimo Veloma Masho is Lav De'Oraisa, Tam Kicker's Lav De'Oraisa, if you have Mamashus alone, below Tam, Mamish below Tam, it's definitely Batal Medaraisa, right? Two pieces of kosher meat, one piece of nevela, you could eat them, right? So that's Mamasho below Tam, so that's definitely Batal Medaraisa. If you have Tam below Mamish, and you hold Tam Kikr Lav Daraisa, so Tam below Mamish is also Batal Medaraisa. But somehow or another, when you have Taimo Umamasho, so that's Aser Medaraisa. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? So maybe we'll be mine a little more later, but the pasha pshat is that the tam prevents the mamashas from being batel, right? Or the tam causes this to be considered nikra iser. Just like we said, when you have mamashas but nikra iser, obviously it's aser, even if it's min bimino, right? You have three pieces of meat, two shchuta, one nevela, all three in front of you, right? But you know which is which. So obviously you don't say bittel. There you have mamasho, and it's nicker, ha'isher. Well, when you have mamish, and it's nicker, al yaday tam, so that's also not a taroves, that prevents bittel. And that's true even if you hold time of lav mamasho. Sorry, even if you hold tam kicker lav derais, even if you hold time of lo mamasho zasa derais. Where do you learn that from? So obviously you don't learn it out from Mishras or Yule Klei Midian, right? Those are either Shneiks Umban Ke'achad or Chiddush and Hatem Saf L'Isser, so it has to be, it's a Svara. Right? So there's a Svara that tells me that Taimo Umamasho is not Bato. Why? What's a Svara? The Svara is it's Nicker. So, again, Tam plays a role even if you hold Taimo Velo Mamasho is Asa Deraisa. And that's the Pshat in the Gemara in Zvachim. That's why your Yotzei Matzah, because that's Taimo Uma Masho, why it's Orez and Chita, Taimo Uma Masho, your Yotzei. It would be to be Yotzei Matzah, you also need Greira, the Yerushalmi brings in Greira, maybe we'll talk about that another time, but you also need Taimo Uma Masho. And Agav, we'll get back to this later, but it's very meduyik, because the Gemara in Zvachim doesn't use the Lashon of Tam Kikr or Taimo Veloma Masho. Uses a different lashon, because according to Ramban, it's not talking about Tam Kicker, right? According to Tosis, it's talking about Tam Kicker. That's why Tosis is a raya from there, that Tam Kicker is deraisa, and that's mevur in the Rash and Chala, Bedas Rebeinu Tam. But Ramban says, no, Rashi says, no, that's not talking about Tam Kicker, that's not talking about Taima Loma Masha, that's talking about Taima Uma Masha. So the truth is that chiluk between Taima Uma Masha and Taima Veloma Masha, the chiluk that the Ramban uses to be miyashid the sugi in Zvachim is really a mefurish Gemara in Avodah Zarah, right? That's how Rashi is going to read the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah reads now beautifully for Rashi. What does the Gemara in Avodah Zarah say? The Gemara says, Taimo Uma Masho, you're loka. Taimo Veloma Masho, you're not loka. Like that chiluk that the Ramban makes, Bedas Rashi and Bedaito. Right? That chiluk is really the chiluk of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, don't read the Gemara in Avodah Zarah like the previous, we said before, they have four ways to read the Gemara. All those four ways are wrong. Because all those four ways are dochak in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam, dochak. The middle answer, also dochak. Because it says Taimo Uma Masho and Taimo Uma Masho, not Kizayis Bechdei Achilas Pras and not Kizayis Bechdei Pras. Right? All those answers are wrong. The Gemara now in Avodah Zarah could be read Kipshuto. Time O Mamasho Lokin. Time O Velo Mamasho En Lokin. Time O Mamasho is Nisa Deraisa. Time O Mamasho is not Nisa Deraisa. Oh. So now, what is Time O Mamasho? What is Time O Mamasho? How do you define it? So this is very tricky. Because Ramban doesn't actually give you clear guidelines. But he gives a number of examples. So let's look at his examples. What are examples of time over lo mamasho? Again, things that are not aser midaraisa. So example number one, Ramban says, is shara navin b'mayim. Right? So you soak grapes in water, and the water now has a tam yayin. So if you hold tam kirka deraisa, it's anisa deraisa, and if the water tastes as strong as wine, you're loka. If you hold tam kirka lav deraisa, heter gamor. Time over lo mamasho. Okay? So there we could intuitively understand why that's lo mamasho, because there's no mamashos at all. There's no wine, there's no grapes. You took out the wine, you took out the, there's no, there's, you didn't squeeze any grapes, right? Threw it out. So that's pashut, that's why it's time of the lo mamasho. Okay, what's his next example? Next example Ramban says, is nasan bo yayin ela she'avad b'miyuto. So, even time of lo mamasho can be with mamashos, like you poured some wine in, and obviously you taste the wine. If you didn't taste the wine, then even if you hold tam kirka lav deraisa, there's no tam. Right? Even if you hold tam kirka deraisa, there's no tam. So you poured in wine. And you poured in enough wine to taste the tam yayin in the mayim. But you don't see it. It's avad b'miyuto. So then it's only aser midrabanan, according to the man d'amar tam kirka lav deraisa. According to the man d'amar tam kirka deraisa, tam kirka deraisa, b'aser deraisa. And Ladidan says the Ramban, we pask in Tom Kicker, Lab Deraisa, there's no Isser Deraisa. So now, Ramban says a fascinating thing. He says, if you pour wine in water, right, and now there's a Tam Yayin, sometimes it's going to be treated as Taimo Umamasho, sometimes it's going to be treated as Taimo Vilomamasho. What does it depend on? Do you see it? Right, this is Kain, the Svara that comes up in Zvachim by Chazusa Milsa. So that is what about wine and water? What's the next example that Ramban gives for time of lo mamasho? He says kagon basar shenasan tam b'chalav. Right, that's time of lo mamasho. Why? Because I took out meat tam basar. Okay, so. Second, let me just check. Or even, I'll just read you the lesson of the Ramban. L'chum rechamim, the right about the rov, perish. Tam ke'ikr, right, this is Ramban here, this is the Ramban that you saw. Perish tam ke'ikr kagon, shelonis arev sham gufo shel iser, elataimo bilvad, ukeditania mishras litein tam ke'ikr. Shem sharan avim b'mayim, v'yesh bahem tam yayin chayev. That's example one. Inami, yesh bo yayin, ela she'avad b'miyuto b'toch ha'mayim, ad she'en bo mar yayin. Right, like we said before. If you mix wine into water and you see the wine, that's time u'mamasho. If you see, you taste the wine, but you don't see it, it's time of u'mamasho. U'kigon, basar she'nafel etoch yor she'chalav, v'nasan ha'basar tam b'chalav, v'achalav b'basar. U'kidaminan perke elu ovrim, basar b'chalav lav time b'almahu, v'asar. Oh. Very good. The Ran, if you want to just take a look, makes the same chiluk in the Ran al Harif. It's on the Lamed Hamlet base towards the end of Dibur Hamas Chil Garcina. Lamed Hamlet base Bedape Arif. And we'll get back to the definition in one moment. You know what? We'll go to the definition now, and I'll get back to the other point in a moment. So, what's taimo umamasho? So, one example he said of taimo umamasho is yayin b'mayim, and there is mare yayin. Two, his second example is flour or wheat mixed with rice, and he says also adashim shenizbashlu magrisim v'raba echad mehen. So, what's the difference? So when is it time of mamasho? When is it time of lo mamasho? So I think a clue to answering this question comes up from that Chidushe Haran that I mentioned before at the beginning. The Chidushe Haran says, Afal pi sheguf hachalav nisarev bibasar, right? Remember, Ran here holds, like the Ramban and many Rishonim, that, like the simple reading of the Gemara Kuf Ches, that meat into milk and milk into meat are both considered time of Olam HaMasho. So why is milk into meat time of Olam HaMasho? Af al pi sheguf hachalav nisarev bibasar, tam ki ikar mikri, kevan sheguf hachalav nivla bibasar. Because the chalav, yes, it was mamesh chalav, but it now became absorbed in the meat. Ve'eno kidvarim hanivlalin lach bilach, shu ikar mikri. When you take milk, so, lemashal, if you mix milk into coffee, you take treif milk, take some camel milk and mix it into your coffee, right? And, you know, turns it white, and you taste it. So that's time mamasho, because it's lach bilach. But if you have something lach that gets absorbed into something solid, right, like milk that gets absorbed into meat, even if you could taste it, even if you could see it, it's going to be time of Olam HaMasho. What's the difference? So I think the difference is as follows. Let's take the other example, the Ramban. Water and wine. You could see the wine. So that's time of Olam HaMasho. Why? Because why am I giving precedence to the water over the wine? Why am I saying the water is the mamish and the wine isn't? They're both the same. Happens to be there's more water than wine, but just the fact that it's more doesn't mean that it so dominates the wine that it takes away its mamashos. Mashein kein, when you have a liquid that gets absorbed into a solid, so it loses its identity. Liquid in liquid doesn't lose its identity as long as it's visible. Liquid in solid loses its identity. So therefore, this explains all the cases beautifully. Sometimes it's time of Olam HaMasho because there's no mamash at all, like Mishras. But sometimes it's time of Olam HaMasho even when there is mamashos, like Chelev Nimoach, like Chalav and Basar, if it loses its identity. But if it doesn't lose its identity, like Yayin B'mayim when you see the Yayin, or rice flour and wheat flour doesn't lose its identity. Just because it's an emir, it doesn't lose its identity. So then, as long as the tam is nirgash, so then it's time of mamasho, it's aser midiraisa. So that's how the Gemara, that's how the Ramban and Rashi and the like, there might be slight differences between the Rashi and Ramban if you look at the Rashi and Pesachim by Yayin and Lachem. I won't get into the details now. But that's the fundamentally, that's how Rashi and Ramban and all those who hold Tom Kicker Lav D'Oraisa are going to read the Gemara Zvachim Kipshuto, right? That's the chiluk. Sometimes you have things that get mixed, like Chelev Nimoach. Is Chelev Nimoach all right? Rashi said Chelev Nimoach is time of Olam HaMasho. Is it always time of Olam HaMasho? No, not always, right? If you took Chelev Nimoach and you mixed it into your orange juice and you could see it, it would be time of Olam HaMasho probably. Just like Yayin B'mayim. Right? Time of Olam HaMasho means either there's no mamashos at all, like chelev, like mishras, like yai, anavim b'mayim, or there is mamashos, but it's totally lost its identity, its physical identity, but nevertheless, it's still discernible in taste, and that's only derabanan, if you all tam kikr, lav d'oraisa. Now this chiluk between time of mamasho and time of Olam HaMasho is mivuar not just in the Rishonim that hold Tam Kikr Lav D'Oraisa. The Rashba says it explicitly in Tarsa B'Ais, even though the Rashba is Tam Kikr D'Oraisa, and he says it even within the opinion of Tam Kikr D'Oraisa. In other words, and you have to say, this gets back to your question for the Rimi Orleans. Why? How do I know that? The Rimi Orleans, the Tosfos Rid asks this question, right? The Tosfos Rid says, on Avodah Zarah Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, says that, remember, the Rimi Orleans said that it's only an Isser Aseh, right? So how could you be Mechkaim your mitzvah of matzah? Right? The Gemara Zvachim said your Yotzei matzah yidei tam, and that's the big ride that Tom Kicker's deraisa. What's the Rimi Orleans going to say? And Taka, because of that kasha, the Tosfos Rid slugged him up. So what's he going to answer? The answer is, he's going to have to give the same answer that the Ramban said, right? That's time Olam HaMasho. So you see that even within the opinions of Tom Kicker deraisa, you're forced to say this chiluk between taimo umamasho and taimo velo umamasho. Okay, so we will stop here for now. For next time, we'll go weiter in terms of the introducing Tom Kicker. Among other things, we're going to focus on the Shitas HaRambam. Okay, so that's next Monday. Already next Wednesday, we're going to do Sif Aleph and Tzadi Ches. So certainly by Monday, you should have started, you know, I think you should start the Beis Yosef, maybe even before Monday, but certainly by Monday, make sure you're starting the Beis Yosef so that before Chabur on Wednesday, you could see the tour of Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch Shach Taz, on Sif Aleph. Now, if, you know, I would imagine that not everybody got to every single Makor on Tom Kicker. We're going to get back to them because Sif Beis already gets back to Tom Kicker. But okay. Hatzlacha Rabba, and hopefully.